your tickets to WAR at prairieband.com/shows. Prairie Band Casino and
Resort. KVOE live in local AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning. It is 826, 80 degrees here. And it is What's In Outdoors time with our good friend Phil Totten. Phil's going to be in releasing week 9 winners of the summer-long family fun fishing contest that's been going strong for a number of weeks now. Let's check in with Phil, Council Grove, Studio North. I don't know, where you at, Phil? Where you at this morning?
House. And I will be here as soon as it's as hot as it's getting outside. And I do encourage people to, sometimes we just need to do what we need to do. Stay comfortable. If you get outside, drink plenty of water, and really keep an eye on those pets. I know little Myrn's curled up here with me, and give him plenty of fresh water. So looking out at Studio North, we're on. I've been visited by the hummingbirds. Do you know hummingbirds like to eat spiders?
I did not know that.
Yes, they work in the hummingbird feeder, and they also work the cosmos for pollen and whatever, nectar. And I do know that they eat spiders. So I was telling that to a lady one time, and she said, yes, we do need to save the hummingbirds if they're in trouble.
Indeed.
The garden's doing real good now, Ron, but I don't know if I can keep up with the watering it with this heat. Everything going. I know Brent Frazee was looking for some articles on people that might have lost fish in their ponds because maybe the pond disappeared. Things are really getting low. We really need the rain. But kids are still sending in their entries, Ron. I tell you, I love getting those. I read every one of them, and I relive some of my history, past experiences when I was a kid fishing. So let's get to week 9 winners. And we will be taking entries all the way to the last week of August. And our big winners will be announced September, I think it's September 1, whenever that Friday is right in there. So just keep those entries coming. So our week 9 winners. Sunfish is Lily Worth. She's 12 years old, and she was fishing with her in a local pond. Goes Logan Trainer. I was up at the marina one day, and here comes Logan with a turtle. He wanted to know, could I help him get the hook out of the turtle's mouth? I said, son, that goes along with fishing. I said, I think it's just best to cut the line and let that turtle go. But he caught it while camping. Santa Fe Trail Cove is just right next to the marina up top. Catfish, 12-year-old Tate Stevenson. He caught his biggest catfish to date fishing at the grandparents' cabin here on the city lake. Bass is a repeat winner this year, Austin Sims. He's 10, fishing a farm pond. And crappie is 2 years old, Colton Hurt. He was fishing Marina Cove, and Ron, goodness, did we have a crappie this year. Haven't been hearing too much lately about our fishermen out there fishing the brush. It's just been hot. It really has. But he was fishing with his parents, and he was getting a little upset because father had been catching fish. Other people all around him have been catching fish. I've been in the boat with my wife, and she was catching fish, and I wasn't, so I was getting the jaw. Anyway, he was ready to pack it up and go home, but finally he caught him a fish, and he was happy. So, oh, happy days was here again.
That's all you need.
Well, we had a great event out there at the Flint Hills Mall last week, and I just can't thank, then last Saturday, I just can't thank Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports for doing that. And what I really saw out there that I like so much was how that organization has gotten the young people involved. Bev's little granddaughter, 4 years old, I believe her name was Lily. She had a little camo skirt, and she was going out engaging people with people. And giving them some pens, giving them supplies to do the what we call the passports to go around to the groups.
Okay.
And of course, the groups came down. Brent Frazee was there. Joe Bragg was there to talk crappie fishing. I had several young people helping us do the backyard bass, and that's what it's all about with What's In Outdoors is getting our young people involved in the outdoors, getting them to volunteer to help out. Speaking of volunteering, we do have a Hunter's Egg class coming up. we're always searching for people that want to be involved in hunting to keep that heritage and tradition going. So John Young will be doing a class. It's going to be out at Williams's Farm just south of Emporia. It's going to be September 23rd. And, Ron, it is it's going to be an Internet-assisted class.
Okay.
So for the longest time, we had traditional classes, and they would go, it's a minimum of 2 days. But sometimes a traditional class would go 3, 4 days, even a week.
Oh, wow.
Sort of hard to make people to make a commitment that long to stay into a program. But Internet-assisted class, I feel, is the way to go. 7 years old to take the class and get certified. But if you talk to the organizing instructor, if he has room, he can get the whole family there for a learning experience. But John's number is 620-341-7315 if you'd want to register for this class, and John will let you know just what's required. Internet-assisted classes, everybody these days are using computers, so you do so much work on the computer, and then you take a pretest, and then a 25-question pretest, and then when you come to the class, you'll take another 25-question pretest. You know, you were the one that was doing the work on the computer, and then you'll have, maybe 6-8 hours of hands-on. And to me, that's what it's all about, getting your hands on things, getting out into the woods. It always surprised me when we tell people to dress for the weather. And then October, on a cold day, they come out in tennis shoes and shorts. Well, just for the weather, Phil let them get away with it? No, they went out hunting in their tennis shoes and shorts. So this is just one thing we teach you. Watch that. Once again, John's number is 620-341-7315. If you do want to get into the ranks of volunteering, whether it's with fishing, that would be me, 620-794-5373. With John, I've given his number, Roger Wells. We're always anxious to get volunteers involved and also get these classes out to the public. You do want to give John a call as soon as can, because these classes will fill up quick.
Yeah, they do, so don't delay. Get that taken care of. All right, so the end-of-year contest, the great contest that Phil is running once again this year, the Summer-Long Family Fun Fishing Contest, will come to a fruition, I guess, September 1st. Is that Friday, Phil? I think you were right.
Yes, we will have winners, the major prize will be a lifetime hunting or fishing license. If the contest winner is like young Colton, combo, and you can get a combo license for your youngsters, if they're under 5, for just $300.
Yeah.
That's hunting and fishing, so that is a good investment. If the child is 7, 6, or 7, they'll get a combo for the price that we need to give for a regular either-or hunting or fishing license. We'll also be giving away 5 entries that really like, I don't want to have you spin on that old saying that really relate to me, and I like to read every one of these entries. And so 5 people will be getting $100 gift certificate. And like I said, the people that away from Wisconsin, we've got entries there. If was to win the license, or if they're not, if they're out of state, we've had several out of state licenses. That'll be either a $300, $500 Cabela's gift certificate. But the 5 things that I'm looking for, stories in each category that I can really relate to, and this is thrown in too, besides the $100 gift certificate, they've thrown in a $80 backpack tackle box that is really nice thing. And then we do have Bombas jigs, tough baits now. We'll have another, I think, a $75 gift certificate. So get those entries in. It is hot, but yesterday I put 5 catfish into the basket.
Ooh, so nice job.
Yes, sir. Besides it being hot, it's time to get that grease hot, because I love fish.
All right. Good job as always, Phil.
Well, I do want to say we'll be doing a program at Milford two programs on August 12th. One of them's already full. That's the mini POW. We'll be teaching ladies how to crappie fish, and Audrey Egan and I will be there teaching them how to clean their catch, and package it and cook it, and then we'll be going over to Grandview Plaza, gigging with Grady, a memorial bullfrog hunt for young Grady Erickson. Ron, take care. God bless, and see you next Friday.
All righty. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, weekly here at KVOE. Live and local, ends with fills in with his full program the third Friday of every month, but he joins us for the updates on the fishing contest, the Family Fun summer-long fishing contest. Great prizes and stuff with Phil, so always great to hear how things are going down at Council Grove Lake and all the entries receiving in that contest from all the kids out there. Good stuff right here at KVOE Live and local. Good morning, it's 8:36.
There's concern in Washington over the health of several aging lawmakers, especially in the Senate, where the average age is 65. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says some of the worries center on Dianne Feinstein.
During a Senate committee meeting Thursday, the 90-year-old California Democrat appearing confused. The awkward moment is reigniting concerns about Feinstein's health. The Senate's longest-serving leader, Mitch McConnell, now also under scrutiny over his health. The 81-year-old freezing mid-sentence for more than 20 seconds this week during a press conference.
McConnell was back on Capitol Hill Thursday. Former President Trump facing three additional criminal charges in the special counsel's classified documents case, alleging Trump attempted to destroy surveillance footage from Mar-a-Lago. He called the new charges harassment. Extreme heat continues to put stress on millions. There are 150 million people in the U.S. under some kind of heat advisory. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package. Questions? Please contact A. Hines at HostessBrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Get ready for the Lyon County Fair. Tonight is the Dog, Pan, Pet, and Cat shows at the Anderson Building. Saturday, the 4-H Clothing Conference judging begins with the public fashion review at 6 p.m. The horse show is in the grandstand Sunday morning at 8:30. Other grandstand events include ranch rodeo, mutton bustin', buck rumble and roll, truck and tractor pull, and the demolition derby. Commercial vendors are being accepted. Please call the fair office to book your booth. The Lyon County Fair, August 3rd through the 12th.
KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash at 6th and Prairie. The most advanced car wash experience you'll ever have. In just 3 minutes, your car will be spotless and shining thanks to their cutting-edge technology and free bug removal treatment. Single washes start at just $9, and monthly memberships with unlimited use begin at $21.99. Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car care.
Love where you live. Shop.
This is Jennifer Danler of Plum Creek Ranch, where quality beef is our family's passion. Visit PlumCreekBeef.com to learn how you can stock your freezer with locally raised premium Angus beef.
This is Stan with Mark II Lumber. New construction, remodeling, or DIY. Let us help you shop Emporia first on your next project.
Shop Emporia.
ValueNet Fiber, local, unmatched customer support, sales, and service.
For internet, HD, TV, and phone.
Shop Emporia first.
This is Dustin Wright with Classic Auto Wash and Detail at Highway 15 Industrial, Emporia's only $5 automatic wash. Thank you for shopping Emporia first.
This is Heather with Williams Towing and Recovery, your local 24-hour towing and roadside assistance provider. Thank you for supporting veteran-owned businesses and shopping Emporia first.
Spend it here, keep it here.
Shop Emporia first.
KVOE Live in local sunshine and now 82 degrees, and the news continues with the headlines. Local headlines, a service of ESB Financial. Most banks charge you to have a checking account. At ESB Financial, they think it makes more sense to pay you. Ask about Kasasa, checking and savings at ESB Financial. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, here's Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody. The number of available cooling centers in the city limits here in Emporia continues to grow, but the use of the original two, police department lobby and the sheriff's office lobby, since really Monday afternoon, really have not been used that much. However, city manager Trey Cocking says despite the limited use, the city will still offer those centers as shelters to those in need so long as the extreme heat remains in place. Flathills Mall planning a craft and trade show in November, but contrary to a social media post on Debbie Elliott's social media pages, the mall is not having an event in late September. As a matter of fact, the mall says the Elliott effort online is a scam and potential vendors should not send money to sign up for that particular craft fair. The mall's craft fair is November 4th. While Lyon County begins a rework of its overall website, one department's finalized a brand new online site separately. It's the Sheriff's Office website, available at lyoncountyso.com. Sheriff Jeff Cope says it's completing a lengthy process as a revamp is concerned, but it also comes with a long-sought feature, both by the public and by local media.
We've been working on this particular project for almost 2 years now, and with the real goal was trying to provide more transparency, and particularly with the inmate roster and the amount of requests we get for booking photos of inmates that are processed into the jail, and the ability to get those to the media or the general public when they request them. So the new website allows for that process to see who's in jail, what they're charged with, and some other information about them.
A lot of activities taking place this weekend, one of which happens to be in the morning to early afternoon hours, Kicks for Kids at Grace United Methodist Church from 9 until 2. And the Lyon County Fair unofficially getting started last night with the Friends of 4-H picnic at the Fairgrounds Anderson Building. Officially, the contests begin this evening with the hand pet, dog, and cat shows taking place at the Fairgrounds Anderson Building tonight. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team is looking for a lot more heat and humidity. And we've had it for a week, basically, and we'll still have it through the upcoming weekend through much of next week. Excessive heat warning in place now until 9 o'clock tomorrow night. 103 for the air temperature today. Heat index readings at 104 to 111.